大家好，欢迎来到 VOA 在线，我是白杰。中国第二波茉莉花革命2月27号在中国30多个城市举行，中国政府动员了大量警力防止民众聚集，一些警察不仅以暴力阻挠外国记者采访，还予以逮捕。2月27号是中国茉莉花集会第二次举行，警察提早抵达现场，以封锁、扫街和吹警哨等方式阻止集会。除了几位民众被逮捕之外，中国警察还强制阻止外国记者采访。在北京王府井，英国 BBC 记者被强压上车，美国之音的女性记者也被禁止拍摄。据统计，总共有16家外国媒体记者的采访工作遭到阻挠。美国和欧洲国家都批评中国警察对记者动粗的行为，中国外交部批评外国记者没有遵守采访规定，也指责一些记者在报道时故意挑起动乱。外交部也警告外国记者，如果他们企图报道民主集会，就可能被驱逐出境。在今天的美国人这么说的时间，我们来看看美国人对外国记者在中国采访遭遇的阻碍有什么看法。
Some foreign journalists were physically beaten and arrested last week by Chinese police when they were trying to cover the rallies. Why do you think the Chinese government is responding with such force to the foreign journalists?
Well, I mean, the Chinese clearly want to control the media and control their image, especially in the West. And I think, therefore, in the China Daily, they can control the Chinese population. But controlling the actual image they portray, having foreign journalists going around and seeing people be arrested,with no due process just for gathering is something they don't want to be documented. So.
Right. So why do you think the Chinese government is now threatening to expel foreign journalists if they try to report on these pro-democracy rallies?
I mean, the same reason that Egypt shut down Al Jazeera is to control the image of protesters and frame them as being hooligans and saboteurs, and any Western documentation showing they're just gathering peacefully and having peaceful protests would, you know,Chinese wouldn't be able to save face if that were to happen. So.
Do you think foreign journalists reporting on these rallies in China have an agenda? Why do you think they're publicizing this?
Well, all journalists have an agenda to the extent that they want to transmit news and news that people want to hear. But I don't think the agenda is the agenda that the People's Republic would frame it as, which is its attempt to violently overthrow the government. The journalists are just trying to cover what they see as an emerging story and an emerging interest.
I do believe that there is a certain purity of the...journalistic effort to maintain communication with the populace of the Chinese people and help them to understand what's going on in the Middle East as a hope for them to also bring democracy to China.
If you were a foreign journalist in China, would you want to report on these pro-democracy rallies?
I very much would. I mean, I read an article recently about the U.S. ambassador also being spotted at the rally, and I thinkThat's an interesting point, as him being there and him being, you know, the Chinese utilizing his presence as a tool for Western aggression or whatever however they want to frame that. And I think the more journalists who are there, that shows that really, you know, it's not just one person, one influence, but the world wants to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I think whether that's a China, you know, a German journalist or a French journalist or an American journalist, mm-hmm. having more foreign correspondents showing the images would definitely help portray those as being peaceful protesters and not as saboteurs or some other agenda.
It's difficult to promote protest at any point, but being here in Washington, D.C. and seeing the opportunity to lobby and to petition and recognize our freedoms in expression and in policy, I say more power to whoever it is that needs that encouragement.
Do you see any similarities, in the treatment of journalists in China and in the Middle East right now?
I think you could say there are some similarities, and again, it's imprisoning them to keep control on the flow of information as a way of maintaining the reins of power. There are probably some differences, too. I think China has a long history of imprisoning dissidents, and I think that this is just a further example of that, whereas I think it's really, in the Middle East, coming to much more of a forewith the popular uprisings, sort of akin to what was happening in Tiananmen in the I think it was the late 80s.
中国茉莉花集会的发起人呼吁民众3月7号继续聚集，而且还要扩大规模。我们将会报道最新的发展，不要错过。以上就是今天的美国人这么说，我是白杰，我们下星期见，拜拜。